Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Woo! It's going to be good.
Fitting comeback, 24 minutes past the hour, 24 and a half minutes past the hour. Who's that lady? The Isley Brothers, that lady is Amanda Serrano out of Brooklyn, New York, 28-1, 21 wax, the WBO 126-pound featherweight champion. Come to us live from Puerto Rico. A very good afternoon to you, Ms. Serrano.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Fine. How's life treating you?
Oh, great. Great. Thank God.
Okay, so a big win Friday night. I mean, you went in against an undefeated foe. Plus, you were like the first female bout to ever headline a card in Puerto Rico, right?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I made history this Friday night.
So how'd you feel about that?
My God, it was so overwhelming. It was like one of the greatest experiences in my career. It was just, as soon as I came out and I heard the people cheering for me, it was just so surreal. I couldn't believe it. I wanted to actually cry right there. I was like, wait, I have a fight in front of me. So I couldn't cry. But the way the people were cheering for me, I felt it in my bones. I felt it in my blood. It was true. Like, it was just the support that I never thought that I would have. And I had it here in my island, which was beautiful.
Now, you were born in Puerto Rico, but you live in Brooklyn, so you went back. You know, I'm Puerto Rican as well, or half Puerto Rican, but I got to tell you this. When I went to New York the first time, I figured there was no Puerto Ricans left in Puerto Rico because they were all in New York.
Yeah, that's true. But we still, the support here for the athletes in Puerto Rico is just tremendous. And you wouldn't know exactly how it is until you experience it yourself. And this Friday night, I did, and I just couldn't believe it. That's why these Miguel Cotto and all these big name fighters, they continue to live here in Puerto Rico because the support, the sponsors, the people. I was walking down, doing shopping, like in the supermarket and the pharmacy, and the people actually coming up to me, oh my God, you're Amanda, can I have a picture? Can I have an autograph? And it was just so, I was like, in New York, you're crazy, I don't get nothing like that. But in Puerto Rico, I felt like a superstar, which was like an experience that I never had.
28-1-1 with 21 KOs. Most girls can't punch. How come you can?
I have no idea. Like I said before, they call it my trainer. Jordan calls it super strength because I have no idea where I get it. I think from my mom, who got that baby Yui strength. I have no idea. From the very beginning, as an amateur, I was getting knockouts with amateur gloves and headgear. So I don't know where I get it from. But, you know, Jordan, he teaches me how and when to use it. And I just continue to train hard. We do, you know, our strength and conditioning and our boxing, you know, 3 times a day, every day. So it's just, you know, you got to continue to stay out there. And as the competition gets better, you know, you just, you know, continue just to train harder.
You know, I went into Arizona one time, a long, long time ago in the 80s, and I knocked this guy down in two of the three. It was an amateur fight. I knocked him down in two of the three rounds, and he ended up winning a split decision. And I said to myself, you know, something's wrong here. And I found out that his uncle was one of the judges, so it was like all rigged.
But you went over to
Sweden, you fought Frida Wahlberg. What was that like?
Oh, my God, that was an experience. So, you know, I've been on both spectrums. You know, I've been on the good end and I've been on the bad end. I mean, when we went over there, it was like the Twilight Zone. everything closed at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the hour difference. And they gave me... they told me the day before the weigh-in that we was getting 10-ounce gloves, and they tried to make it seem like there was different judges, like, coming from different parts of Sweden, but that's, like, right around the corner. So, you know, the judges were from Sweden. The next day was her birthday. But, you know, I make no excuses. You know, I learned from that fight.
The next day was her birthday. So she got an early...
After the fight, they wanted me to sing happy birthday with her and do a toast. So I was like, really? I have my first loss, and you really want me to do this? But, you know, as a you know, champ that I am, as a champ that I am, you know, I did it, and it's just, you know, whatever. But, you know, like I said, I learned from my experience, and then after that fight, I went like 10 fights, not leaving it to the judges.
That one fight, having to leave it to the judges, though, I mean, some people don't realize what it's like, and I try to equate it like this. Do you ever play blackjack, Amanda?
Actually, no.
It's called 20.
I know the concept of it.
It's called 21. What I'm trying to say is if you get a blackjack, an ace and a king, you've won automatically,
yeah.
Okay? I mean,
uh-huh.
Nobody could beat that. But in boxing, you get a king and an ace, and some guy comes along with 16 and he beats you. You go, what happened there? How did this guy win this fight? I mean, because that's probably the most mind-boggling thing you ever walk back to the dressing room with, and you think about later is, how did I lose that fight when I won it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it comes with the territory. I mean, you just can't be a sore loser. You have to take it for, you know, you see, I take the losses with the wins, and you learn from them. I learn from each of my fights. You know, I learn what I have to do better, or I learn what I could have done better. So, you know, I mean, I learned a lot from that fight, and it made me who I am now.
27 years old, Amanda Serrano, 28-1, of course, 21 KOs. Not hard to look at either. You're an attractive lady. I mean, now you don't take this the wrong way, but I think sex sells, and I think it's good-looking women coming into combat sports like, you know, the UFC and some good-looking women in boxing. I think it can only bring the female demographic more into the fan base of boxing and the UFC. You see where I'm coming from on that?
Yeah. No, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And it does. I mean, if you have both of you, if you're good looking and you can fight, you know, you can sell tickets and you can put on a hell of a show, you know, people want more. I mean, it sells. You're right. I mean, sex does sell, but you have to know how to fight as well. You know, you can't just be a pretty face and then not be able to defend yourself. So I'm lucky enough that I have both. But, I like to fight, so that's my worry. I mean, I don't care too much of how I look. I just go in there and I put on a hell of a show for all the fans.
Yeah, I was looking for you in the ratings at BoxRec.com, and I guess I forgot to look at number one. I mean, I'm looking through the list and saying, where are you? She's number one. Okay, you're ranked number one by BoxRec in the world, 126 pounds. Ranked number one in Puerto Rico. Ranked number one in the United States. What's the future for you? I mean, what do you see happening as far as boxing and Amanda Serrano? Where is 2016?
Well, I'm actually excited too. Now I'm number five pound for pound.
Okay.
I remember when I started my career, I was so excited that I was on the first page, number 25 and pound for pound. I was telling Jordan, "Oh my God, I'm on the first page!" And actually, yesterday after the fight, he said, "Guess what?" I said, "What?" He said, "You're number five, pound for pound." I said, "Oh my God, get out of here!" He said, "Yeah." But in the future, I mean, like I said before, I would love to defend, you know, defend the title at 126, unify with all the 126 pounders, so the IBF, WBC, WBA, you know, whatever comes first. If not, then, you know, I would love to drop down to 122, win a title there so I can be a four-division champion like Miguel Cotto, and then eventually, you know, go up to maybe 140 and win another title there so I can be a five-division world champion, which is one of my dreams, and I hope that I can do that, you know, for Puerto Rico because, you know, Puerto Rico, Miguel Cotto is a four-division world champion, so I would like, you know, to be just a little bit better than him.
Yeah, well, you know what?
I have a lot of respect for him because I love him. He's one of my favorite fighters.
Okay, so now you're a youngster, but do you know who the greatest fighter in the history of Puerto Rico is?
The greatest fighters in Puerto Rico, of course.
Wilfredo Gomez. Gomez.
I mean, yeah, but Benitez was the youngest who won the world championship.
Benitez was the youngest, but, you know, Benitez, he suffered a lot of damage. I'll tell you real quick about Wilfred. I used to watch him spar in New York City. He was like 12, 13 years old, okay? He was sparring with guys like Esteban De Jesus. Those guys were in their 20s, and they were fighting Roberto Duran for the title and things like that, okay? So I think he got damaged early on because you look at Wilfredo Benitez now, he's not in very good shape, okay? But pound for pound, Gomez was like 33-0 at one point with 33 knockouts and a draw. He was just nobody could deal with him at 122. He was the most amazing fighter I ever saw come out of Puerto Rico. Better than Trinidad and definitely better than Benitez. But right now, you're like the number five lady pound for pound in all of the in all the world of boxing as far as a female is concerned. That's got to be quite an honor. Now, how's Paco? Did you talk to Paco last night at the fight?
No, actually, he wasn't there. But I went to the WBO office and I just missed him. But I was able to meet the secretaries there, which were great. But we always have conversations. Jordan talks to him over the phone, but he's a great guy. He's a great president for the WBO. So
did you get some?
Hopefully,
did you get a few T-shirts and things like that at the WBO office? Did Dory and those guys hook you up or what?
Yeah, of course.
aren't they the greatest people? They just are so great. Dorian, all the girls in the office there, Lefty, all those people, just great people.
Yeah, no, they are. Puerto Rico is, you know, we have the greatest people. Just amazing. Even when you go out to walk in the street, you know, people are so polite and they say hi to you. It's not like New York where they just give you a look.
Okay, now here's real quick. You're from New York, okay? I'm going to ask you this. Donald Trump said the sleaziest, most thieviest Mexicans of them all were Puerto Ricans. Did you hear what he said that?
I know. I was actually go in the ring with him. I can't believe he said that because, you know, Puerto Ricans, we're so polite compared to the people in New York. You know, you can't experience this unless, you know, you actually come here and actually interact with the people because he doesn't know what the heck he's saying.
27 years old, 28-1-1, 21 KOs, the world 126-pound champion, number 5 on the pound-for-pound list. What more can I say, Prince?
Going for number one.
Amanda Serrano, good luck going back to Brooklyn. When are you going home?
Sometime soon. I just want to enjoy the little heat now, the little sun that I am, enjoy the people. We're losing some, you know, loose ends here in Puerto Rico. Hopefully, we'll be coming back here in June to defend my title. So, you know, we negotiated stuff like that. So, hopefully, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay, well, I thank you. Thank Jordan for me, and I thank you for your time, and I hope to do this again real soon, okay?
Yes, I hope so. So thank you so much for, you know, giving me the opportunity to tell my story and just speak to you guys.
Hold on one more time. Pound for pound, the number 5 woman in the entire world, number 126-pounder. I'm talking about Amanda Serrano. Have a great weekend, dear.
Thank you. You too.